Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From KMOX Sports.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball.
This could be trouble. It's at the wall.
And it's a gunner!
Welcome to Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Oh, yeah!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Awesome. And now we're live with Dexter Fowler. And it was, I was giving him the backstory about the Garage Happy Hour, because really, it is about the guest saying yes. It's not about...
Listen to KM.
It's about the guest saying yes, and it's about the listeners and the viewers, Dex, because they are just awesome. I got a really nice... And hi, by the way. I'm going to introduce you properly. But I got a really nice note today from somebody who said they just look forward to these. You know, they look forward to Thursday. And during this time, in this last now 7 months, it's been tough for a lot of people across the board. I know that. And I appreciate you taking some time for us all. This is Dexter Fowler, Cardinals right fielder, world champion, by the way, with the Cubs in 2016. And we have Cubs fans watching too, so I want to make sure that they're included on this. We're in the World Series, so I got to have a World Series guest, and just an all around good guy. I mean, I knew it before you came here. I know it by observing you around the club and around the people. You're a good person, and I know a great teammate to a lot of people, and a class act. That's something else, another reaction that a listener said today when I was going to have you on. They said, classy. Dexter Fowler's classy, and we're happy that he's on. Thanks for doing this, Dex. How are you?
No worries. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the fluff is what I call it. It's refreshing to hear that. You know, that's that's all you try to be is a good teammate, right? And a good person. And I think the rest of it will fall in line.
Yeah, I mean, and you had to be this year, didn't you? I mean, this was I don't know how you guys did it, honestly. Made it through a season with all the twists and turns and ups and downs. But you did. Not only did you make it through a season, 58 of 60 games, but you made the playoffs. Of course, the ultimate prize is to win it all. You know that you've been there. But there has to be some feeling of accomplishment and the ups and downs that you all went through of some success as a human being.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you go through all that adversity and come out with nothing, then it's all for naught, right? So I feel like us going through that, it actually kind of made us stronger, because then we came back and we're playing doubleheaders and all that. And this wasn't for a waste. We weren't sitting in hotel rooms for 8 days and then at the house and quarantining at the house and stuff for nothing. We got to win. We got to go to the playoffs. We got to win something, right? And obviously we fell short, you know, in the playoffs, but I mean, a lot of teams didn't even make the playoffs. So, and I feel like we had a uphill battle, right, to get there.
You did. And, but you did make it, lost to the Padres in three, and then they ended up dropping on the Dodgers, who beat the Braves in a while. I mean, this has been a pretty good postseason from a viewer's standpoint. I do want to ask you all kinds of stuff here, but I do want to get your take just on the World Series. I think if people thought the Dodgers were just going to walk over the Rays, they understand now this Rays team is a real deal. That's a tough team over there.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're good, like solid team up and down the lineup. They got guys that it kind of reminded me of the Indians when we played out there. Like they're always on base. They're always putting pressure on you. They play fundamental baseball. They make plays. They steal base. They hit homers. They do it all. So they have a bunch of ways to kill you. And then they have the pitching staff that just, you know, their bullpen's crazy. Their starters are good. So they're a good all-around team, and as are the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers are really tough. It's going to be a good series. It'll be a long series, I think, and it's good for the game to get here and to see it. The game is very special. I know that you fell in love with it at a young age. How did that happen, Dex? How did you become a baseball player, and why did you love the game?
It actually happened by coincidence. I had one of my buddies over the house. I was 5 years old. We were over the house, and the parents asked, can I go to baseball with their son? And I was like, and I went to baseball, and I loved it and been playing ever since. I had fun doing it. It was coach pitch, and then if you coach pitch to T-ball, right? So it's like they throw to you, you get two strikes, and then you hit off the tee for the next one. And I was actually pretty good in the beginning, right? So, like, I didn't really go to too many times off the tee. It was more like just hand dive. But I'm being the youngest. I have a brother, so you know you catch up a little quicker, right?
Yeah, that's right. Do you still see that little kid? Do you still feel the young Dexter Fowler sometimes when you're out there playing?
Oh, 100%. I get out there and you know. That's why I always try to have fun, man. Like you got to realize and put things in perspective that this is a game. At the end of the day, you know, getting to pro ball and all that, it changed to a business a little bit, which I get that aspect of it. But you know, out on the field, these guys, we're all out there just trying to win the game. And for me, I try to have fun doing it because I know I play better when I have fun.
That's for sure. And it's not always easy. Looking at what happened yesterday. So Brandon Lau hits two home runs. He had really struggled in the postseason. I saw a quote from him this morning from last night's game, and he said, you know, it was a struggle at times. You know, he said, you know, there were some – I'm not going to tell you that there weren't thoughts going through my head when I was having some struggles. I mean, it is a game where you just have to do the best that you can to have a clear mind, don't you, Dex?
100%. And if you could look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, look, I gave it all I gave. I did all I could do. Then you really have nothing to be ashamed about. Obviously, you want to do well. You want to play well. But there are those struggles. There are those struggles. And it's just a matter about wrapping your head around it, knowing and embracing it. You know, at times you're not going to be 100% all the time. So, you know, it's awesome to see guys like that, when they struggle, they bounce right back, and you know they have a success, and it kind of catapults you.
The dealing with injuries and with illness and with this year COVID, those are all obstacles that you have to overcome. How are you feeling? Are you doing better? I know that was just another thing that that you had to overcome this year, was the fact that even though you physically, you know, didn't have COVID, you had to stay back because of a medication and an illness that you were dealing with.
Yeah, and obviously at any other time any other year, if we didn't have COVID, I'd be playing. You could take the medicine, you can play, but obviously COVID punched us in the face again. So, things happen for a reason. It was good that I battled through for the whole season, basically, until I got the medicine, then came back, obviously. And, you know, it sucks, too, when you're having such success and then you come back and there's no place you can rehab or do anything, right? So it's just like you just jumping back out there. But it was right on time for the playoffs.
You make your home here in St. Louis during the season, and in the off season, you're in Vegas. How's everything there? I follow you on Instagram and get to see you out and about. Looks pretty nice over there. Actually, we had a nice Vegas-like day here in St. Louis today, about 84.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. Vegas. I mean, Vegas is great. I mean, right now it's, let's say, 88 degrees, 88, 90 degrees, and sunny every day, not much wind. It's good golf weather. So I've been out on this golf course.
Yeah, you're getting out there and playing. I know that, that you love the game. You also have a very important job as dad. And one thing that I relate to you with is the fact that we both have two girls. Mine are a little older, 9 and 14, but your girls, how old is 9 now? She's
9, 6. She'll be 7 in January, yeah.
And then Ivy is 2?
Two. She's a big two. But no, it's been great. It's been great just being around them and kind of insert myself back in into their lifestyle. And going to Naya's dance, dropping her off, picking her up, and gymnastics and the whole nine, and just being a dad. It's been great. It's been great to be able to spend time with them, be able to tuck them in and tell them stories and just laugh and love on them.
Yeah, they have a lot of questions, don't they? Especially Naya. She's probably at that age now where she not only knows what you do, but she has questions about what you do.
She has questions and a lot of answers. She definitely knows what she wants, and the 2-year-old thinks she knows what she wants, but she doesn't. Right? So it's a balance. Yeah, it's the twos. She's hitting the twos. So.
Yeah, the girls, my girls are 4 years apart, so it's fun to see how they, you know, play off of each other and kind of learn from each other and interact.
The youngest one grows up a lot faster, though, huh?
That's right.
With the older sibling, yeah, it's crazy.
First one, when she fell, is like, are you okay? Erica. Set now, you know, Audrey falls, it was like, oh, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good, you know, you're yeah.
Good. It's all good. And then
having the older sister is the one who pushed her down, right?
Yeah,
that's and right. They still love their older sibling. Like, it's crazy. No matter, they can do no wrong.
Yeah,
but
no doubt.
It's kind of the opposite sometimes with the oldest. It's like Ivy's all over me all the time. Like, she just loves you. That's what it is. I'm the baby, so I commiserate with Naya. I mean, with Ivy, not Naya.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm the oldest of two. I have a younger sister who's 4 years younger. So I understand, you know, what Erica is going through sometimes. And she's like, you know, you favor Audrey or, you know, this or that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like, well, hey, I was the oldest. I am the oldest. Like, I understand this and you can talk through it. It is.
Right, 100%. Yeah.
You know, kids are amazing in that way. I love talking through it. And being a dad's is awesome, isn't it? I mean,
but parenting, I'll tell you this, parenting is way harder than anything you can do in life.
No doubt.
It's so hard. It's fun. Like I said, it's fun. You fail sometimes, you know, you say sometimes the wrong thing, but at the end of the day, these kids, they love you and they adore you. So it's like, obviously you try to do your best with what you have, right? And go at it like that. But it's been great. It's a great challenge.
Dex, it is a great challenge. And, you know, this year there were challenges up and down. We talked about COVID, but I also want to talk about 2020 also had a very important topic of racial justice. And the day that you and Jack decided that you were not going to play in that game and stand in solidarity with Major League Baseball, the one thing I'm sure that meant a lot to you was the fact that, first of all, that it's not as easy. It could not have been easy for you to just walk away from a team and to get the backing of not only your teammates, but your manager, Mike Shildt, had to have been a very important moment for you.
Yeah, my manager and management and obviously the front office as well, and my teammates. You know, it's they understand what I was going through, and they commiserated with me, and they get it. But like I said, that was one of the hardest decisions that I ever had to make. I called my dad on it the whole night. And it's not something like you just do, right? Like, obviously I wanted to play, but some things are bigger than baseball, right?
Yeah, you know, this is life. I mean, we're lit. Like, if we're not gonna, if any year where we're going to talk and listen and open up, it's now. It's this year.
Right.
You know, this isn't like it's not being political. It's just being human right now.
Right. Exactly. And we're all Americans. We're all, you know, like you said, human beings. And you know, it's about loving your neighbor, loving one another, right? And just I always use the analogy, look at everybody as stick figures, right? And go at it like that. If you have, you know, if every situation, look at it as a person is a stick figure. Don't look at what they look like. Don't look at, you know, what they, just look at it for face value in the situation and go at it.
Yeah. But and at the same time, understanding that everybody could be dealing with something and, you know, anything. I mean, the person standing next to you, just be kind to them.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not, I mean, it's not, it's in theory, it's not that hard, right? It's not that hard, but I mean, everybody, I think a lot of people are selfish these days, right?
Well,
selfless, right?
Yeah, that's very, very well put. I talked about you as a great teammate, so I have some proof of that. When I traveled with the team, your first trip with the team out of Jupiter, one thing I noticed was on the flight how you greeted everybody by name. There was a point on the flight where you were so kind and welcoming to every single person. I hear that a lot. You know, it's not just from my eyewitness. Like, I hear that Dex is the guy, and I saw this also on Fox Sports Midwest on a special. They backed it up for me, where, you know, you're paying for meals for people. You're helping people out. You're good to the young players. Has that always been, and who taught you that, Dex?
Honestly, it wasn't really taught. My parents were always outgoing people. It's just, for me, it's been my DNA, right? Like, I want everybody to be cohesive. I want everybody to get along. Doesn't matter who you are, your background, like, everybody needs to be together, right? I think that there's always common ground between everybody. It's just finding out what it is.
That's a good point. And also, you know, you think about all the different personalities just within a clubhouse. I mean, that's
for sure. And that's part of leading. That's part of leading. You know what makes guys click. But that's getting to know guys, right? And listening, you know. I look for the good in everybody, right? So there's always a reason why someone does something a certain way. And you should think about just having dinner with them or sitting there and listen to them and talk to them, and then you can realize who the person is and where they're coming from, because you get a better understanding of everything.
When you you know, I mentioned you paid for people's meals, but you know, I should have mentioned that when you protested that game, you did donate your day's salary, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, we're still in the process. It's a lot of money, yeah. So we're in the process of still doing that. But yes, that's the reason behind the whole protest, is to, you know, put that money towards the greater good.
I know you do a lot for the community, not only here in St. Louis with Cardinals Care, and you've made some donations along those lines, but in Las Vegas, where you are now. I did understand that early on in this pandemic, you recognized the need for people to find supplies and food. And yeah. I saw that three square is something that was very important to you. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we, sitting at dinner, my wife and I and the kids, and you know, we realize how thankful we are to have food on the table. And there's a lot of people out there who banked on, you know, working and being able to get out and didn't have meals for families. And you know, we talked to our daughters about it. We always sit there and talk. Ivy's obviously a little young to realize, but Naya definitely gets it. And we talked her through all that. And she was right on board as well, which is good. You know, you teach kind hearts and kids, and you watch them spurt, and I think that was awesome to just to be able to reach out to Three Square, and they were on board, and we helped out numerous more families than we would ever have thought of.
Wow. It just starts with a conversation, doesn't it? And it's 100%. Amazing what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you do it out of the goodness of the you do it from your heart. Right. So it's nothing that, you know, it comes from within. Right. So you sit there and you're eating and it's like, you have kind of an outer body experience. Like, what if we weren't as fortunate as we are, and how would we be able to eat? You want to put a plan in motion.
I've just had more feelings about that this year than I ever have. I just, you know, this is, I don't even know how to sum up this year other than it has been challenging, but it also gives us an opportunity to make a difference.
100%. I think, you know, obviously we're down like 2020, everybody's like, but you can learn from it. You can learn from it. And 21, 22 and on can be that much better. Right.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I just started the show out of my garage drinking a beer, and suddenly, you know, I've got these great guests coming on.
Let me heavy, huh?
Yeah. Having the hometown brew. I got to get the one with the Nelly on it. Actually, I need to get Nelly on the show.
I know, right? That'd be awesome.
The one with the Nelly on it is now out. All right, just a few more baseball things before we go. There was some news today. Gold Glove finalists are
Colton Wong. Got it.
Colton Wong. He's one. Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldie, yeah, for sure.
And Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, T.O.
How about that?
Love that. That's awesome.
Who used your bat to hit a home run? You know what I like about that is he does care about you know, he's more than a power hitter. He cares about defense, cares about the game.
100%. Yeah, and I mean, all these guys, man, like everybody, we all care about defense.
Oh yeah.
You know, the matrix might not show it, but we all take pride in our defense. Because you want to back these guys. You know, these guys are making good pitches and guys are hitting them, and you want to make the plays behind them. That's the one of the most important things to winning is good defense.
Bader, not a finalist, but you know, the guy's going to win some gold gloves. He's
100%. Yeah, yeah, he's awesome out there. I said he reminds me of a young Dexter Fowler.
Yachty, not either, but Yachty, you know, has won a ton. We all know who he is. I know, and he said something on Instagram today about how, you know, he's still the best, and you know, I think that he was obviously giving the best to the rest of the finalists. But I know this: Yadier Molina is the best catcher I've ever seen. That's all. That's all I need. He's going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, 100%. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, the guy is. His accolades and his game speaks for itself. So I hadn't seen anything on Instagram or anything. It's been a busy day to say the least. But Yadi's the best. The best I've seen.
He is the best. There's no doubt. All right. So last thing, this is a two part question. When you see the World Series. And I know we all have a lot going on in the world and in our lives, but do you get do the feelings come back again of winning that world championship in 2016 with the Cubs? You will be part of a very, very special group that made baseball history for the rest of your life. You will be in that club, and that will be a part of your life. And then the second part would be how can we get that 12th flag waving in St. Louis? And I know that that everybody wants it. And I know that everybody who wears that birds on the bat wants it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's obtainable. It's obtainable. I think watching a World Series, to answer your first part, watching a World Series obviously does bring back memories, but it makes you eager to get back, right? You're like, man, we could have – looking back, you say this, but moving on to next year, it's like we have the guys to do it. And if we bring in some more guys – then that just increases the chances. But you know, we're excited about next year, and I think we have the talent. I mean, to do it, we have guys in the clubhouse that are ready to win, right? So that learning curve, they've kind of gone over that. They've gotten a taste of the playoffs of winning, and I think that we can go deep into the playoffs and even win a World Series.
That is Dexter Fowler in my Garage Happy Hour. You can always watch those Garage Happy Hours on the KMOX Sports Facebook page. I'll have a confirmation here pretty soon on my guest this week. It's always fun to catch up with these guys and hear them from a human standpoint. And then I do have a confirmation. Oh, Carl, I'll just go ahead and say it, who it is. 2 weeks.
Do it.
I haven't said this yet. This is just for the KMOX audience. All right, I'm not going to tweet it until the week of, but Pat Maroon will be my guest on November 5th.
Two-time Stanley Cup winner.
Yes. I would sign him if I were a team. Mm-hmm. Bring you the hardware. Pat Maroon's going to be on the Garage Happy Hour. Will I chug a beer and race Pat Maroon?
Shotgun a beer.
Who can do it fastest? That'll be part of the show. Well, we'll see. Garage Happy Hour on Thursdays at 5:30. We'll take a quick break. Eli Drinkwitz, head coach of the Missouri Tigers at 11:45, back in a moment. We are back on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Tom Ackerman with you. Good to chat with Dexter Fowler right there. Clayton Kershaw starts against Tyler Glasnow on the World Series Game 5 after last night's absolute insanity. I'll tell you, there's a part of me that pulls for Clayton Kershaw. I've seen the playoff failures, yes, some of it against the Cardinals. And there's a part of me pulls for Vin Scully to mm-hmm. see the Dodgers win a world championship for him. But I really like this Rays team. I did pick them to win the World Series, and I will stick with that. But mostly I am watching this World Series as a baseball fan. I just want to be entertained. And my goodness, were we entertained last night. And we're going to have a long series now. It is 2-2. Kershaw is on the mound tonight. And here on KMOX is Jim Edmonds discussing the Dodgers lefty.
It's all about hyper-focus. And right now, you're literally focusing on, you know, a small inkling of his bats where you're, mm-hmm. you know what your task is at hand and you know everything's riding on it. And so he called it, and it's a great name, he called hyper-focus. And during the season, you know, you're facing the same guys. You give a few at-bats away here and there. And, you know, if you face the same guys and give an at-bat away here and there, you know, you have an 0-for-4 day, whatever. You're not doing that right now as a player, as a hitter. And mm-hmm. so, you know, you see a guy like Clayton Kershaw, why he struggles. Why does he struggle? Because guys are like, hey, you know what? You're not getting me out today. You got me out all year. Today is not the day. I'm going to focus, and I'm going to really get down in there. I know you're not trying to hit me. I know you're not trying to do anything special. I faced you before, and so here we go, you know, mano a mano. And that's why I think it makes it a lot tougher on the pitchers during the postseason.
Good insight from Jim Edmonds, the great St. Louis Cardinal, Cardinals Hall of Famer, Fox Sports Midwest analyst. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll update you on some things happening around sports and get you ready for Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, with us at 11:45. Right now on Sports on a Sunday Morning, it's 11:37. Back after this. Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Eli Drinkwitz, Mizzou football coach, with us in just about 5 minutes as he'll be joining us from Columbia, a victorious Columbia after the Tigers beat Kentucky 20-10 yesterday. Boy, Illinois got thumped, didn't they, by Wisconsin? 45-7 in the Big Ten opener yesterday. There were some teams that looked pretty good, though. Ohio State looks like the team right now in the Big Ten as they whipped Nebraska. Boy, Nebraska.
They started strong.
They did. When is Nebraska going to get itself back? That is one of the all-time great programs in college football. It reminds me of, as an alum of Indiana, Indiana basketball was once great.
Yeah.
And was an elite. And I think in a lot of ways, as Indiana fans and alums, we still think we are that. We still think we are one of the top programs in the country. And in history, yes. But in reality, we're just not. And we've got to figure out a way to get back to that. Nebraska has lost that. They just aren't. They just aren't one of the elites. And they've got a phenomenal fan base and following. But how do they get back to that is the question. It brings to mind a very happy birthday to Bob Knight. The general is 80 today and means a lot to me personally. I've told this story many times, but the short version is that when I was a teenager, when I was 16 years old, my dad and I went to a celebrity golf tournament in Vail to see our friend Larry Ziegler, St. Louisan, who played on the PGA Tour. He was playing in the Gerald Ford Invitational, and his playing partner that day was Bob Knight. And we went down to go see him, and we went to the practice green, and they walked up to the rope, and we shook hands, and I'm in awe. I mean, it's Bob Knight. And after a couple of minutes of chatting, Larry looked at me, and he goes, "Hey, Tommy, how would you like to caddy for Coach Knight today?" And I thought, I looked, I said, "Sure." Now, I was a caddy at Westwood Country Club, so I had some experience.
It's not like it was cold.
So I went to the other side of the rope, went inside the ropes, and we took a golf cart to the first tee, and I looked at Coach, and I said, "So, Coach, you ready for basketball season?" And he said, "Tom, I'm never ready for basketball season. I'm just thinking of golf right now. This is July." So we played the round, and he was great. I mean, he had a couple of moments of, you know, losing his temper, but it's Bob Knight, and how many of us have lost our temper on the golf course? All of us at some point. Anyway. So we finished the round, and he, after we had talked on the course, he said, "Where are you looking at college?" And I said, "Well, in Missouri and Miami of Ohio, and I like SMU." And I talked to him. He said, "What about Indiana?" And I said, "Well, I know it's a good school." And he said, "It's a great school." He said, "How about I set up a tour for you? Would you like that?" And I said, "Coach, I'd love that." And he did. I didn't think that I would that he would remember it, but he remembered me. He sent somebody to call me. I did visit the campus. I fell in love with it. Shortly after my high school graduation, my dad died suddenly of a heart attack. And the coach found out about it when I came to school, and he was very, very kind to me. He gave me his number. I never used it, but knowing that it was there was very, very important to me. He was always, as an 18-year-old kid, to know that you had that in your back pocket was very important. He made me feel comfortable, and he took great care of a kid that he really didn't have to, but it was, he always will mean that to me and gave me a lot of confidence in college, in that atmosphere. And so that's how I think of him. Not only do I think he's one of the greatest basketball coaches in history, I think of him as that person. So happy birthday, Coach Knight. Bob Knight is 80 today. We'll come back with Coach Drinkwitz. Eli Drinkwitz is next on KMOX.
From KMOX Sports.
Here's the pitch.
Welcome back to Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Oh, yeah!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
It's 11:48, and joining us is the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, Eli Drinkwitz. Thanks for hanging on for a few minutes there. I want to tell people that when Coach Drinkwitz, when I say 11:45 on the show, he calls in at 11:45 on the dot. I mean, that's how it works. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I really enjoy these moments talking with you. I wanted to read you a quote from your opponent yesterday, Mark Stoops, the head coach of Kentucky. Dave Matter of the Post-Dispatch has him quoted as saying about you, "He had them ready to play. That's the bottom line. I didn't. We didn't respond. They did and beat the tar out of us." He said, "We were getting pushed around from the beginning of the game. Even though they weren't putting up points, they were controlling the game. That's what we normally like to do. If we can physically run the ball and get first downs and play good defense, they did that today. They beat us at our own game and did it decisively." You had a lot of things in your favor yesterday, and one for sure, Eli Drinkwitz, is you ran the football and you ran it often, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, going into game plan, they play a lot of coverage and multiple coverages and give you soft edges and try to bait you into throwing the football. That's why they had 9 turnovers the previous 2 games. So we knew we needed to run the football, establish a line of scrimmage, and we felt like if we could run the football and not turn it over, that was the recipe to beating these guys, and it worked out.
Did your offensive linemen like hearing that going into that game?
Oh, yeah. Those guys always love to run the football, and I think our running backs enjoyed it. And I also think our wide receivers accepted the challenge of what the game plan was going to be and executed it the way they were supposed to.
What about Larry Rountree? What makes him special for you?
You know, I think Larry's just he's a workhorse. He's a worker. He's never had a bad day. He comes in with a smile on his face. You know, he's been voted a captain of his team by his teammates. And so just incredibly proud the way he handles himself on and off the field.
37 carries, 126 yards, and a pair of one-yard touchdown runs for Larry Roundtree as Missouri beat Kentucky 20-10, ending a five-game losing streak against UK, as a matter of fact, and back-to-back wins for Eli Drinkwitz, who has done it in two different ways. You've won back-to-back games here, but this one was a little bit different. And a credit also to your defense. Your defense stood up, and while they had some chance to rest with 43 minutes of possession by your team, your defense made the plays when it had to.
Yeah, just a great job by Coach Walters, Coach, and the rest of the defensive staff, and our players really buying into the message that we had to stop the run. And, you know, they came out trying to soften us up with throwing the football, and we did a nice job playing with our technique and our fundamentals, which allowed us to stay with the game plan early. And so just hats off to those guys for doing that.
Missouri ran the ball 62 times for 220 yards and threw the ball for 201. Connor Bazelak, how would you evaluate his second game as your starter?
Well, I think he did a nice job taking care of the football. He was very efficient on third downs. He didn't get bored, you know, just taking what the defense gave us. He left a couple of plays out there, and he knows that there's things that we got to continue to grow on and continue to get better. But for the most part, I was pleased with his performance today.
That 21-play possession was unreal, how you just kept on grinding and going and going and converting fourth downs. But it was that last one that got you, didn't it, with an opportunity to kick a field goal. You went for it.
Yeah, I mean, retrospect, hindsight's 20/20. You know, we converted two fourth downs on that, but I should have definitely kicked the field goal there and made it a two-possession game. I think I was getting greedy. I thought we'd put a lot of work in to try to get to that point and wanted to finish it off with a touchdown. But as the head coach, I got to make better decisions, and I need to kick a field goal there.
But you ended up getting the win 20-20. That's the second time we've talked about hindsight on the show. Whitey Herzog, the Hall of Fame manager, said not long ago to me, Coach, he said, hindsight's a hell of a lot better than foresight. That's
I like what he's thinking there.
That's a pretty good line. How are things going for your team from a COVID standpoint and, for that matter, an injury standpoint? I know this has been a challenge this year, but here you are. You had to shuffle your schedule, and you're 2-2.
Yeah, you know, from a COVID standpoint, we're doing fine. We're continue to abide and haven't had any major issues. Knock on wood, we test again today. You know, from an injury standpoint, we're facing the realities of playing a lot of SEC games. So we've got a lot of nicks and bruises, and we'll have to reassess after today where we're at.
And where you will be next is at Florida on Halloween. And that has been a change in the schedule. But again, you roll with it week to week. We're all kind of day to day, week to week, aren't we?
Yeah, we all got to figure out how to figure out what's next. I don't think that we're anybody's got any ideas, honestly, but right now the schedule is to go play at Florida, and we'll do the very best we can with what we got available.
One of my favorite videos of the week was, and you're so busy, I don't know if you get to catch all these by your great communication staff, but they had, and as a dad of two girls, and we just had Dexter Fowler on the show, the Cardinals outfielder has two girls, so we can relate to this, was you checking your phone as your daughter was FaceTiming you, I do believe, as you were about to get on the press conference. That got caught on camera. It was a pretty cool moment, a real moment.
Yeah, it's a good lesson for me to know that if I walk up to the podium, it's going to be on camera. But, yeah, she FaceTimes me, and if you don't answer, she's just going to keep doing it until you do. So, you know, just wanted to make sure I got a chance to say hi to her before she got down for a nap.
It was cute. How old is she now?
She's 3.
Oh, that was good. That was good. And just finally, how is the family? How's everybody adjusting to life in Columbia, Missouri?
Yeah, we're doing great. We're doing really good. Enjoying it, enjoying school, excited about, you know, the prospects of Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas here in Columbia.
Well, I know that the community is happy to have you. I know that winning certainly helps put a smile on everybody's face, but I do believe that, you know, it takes work, and you're building it, and people recognize that, and it has to be nice to see some early results. You know, had you not, it's still, I know that you would have asked people to stick with you, but it feels pretty good for those kids to see them smiling.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you put a lot as much work and time as we put into what we do, it's always good to get some sort of rewards and payoffs, and that's what the W's and L's are in our column.
And you are 2-2 as you take on Florida on the 31st after a win over Kentucky 20-10 yesterday. Congratulations on the win. The best to you as we move forward here, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All righty. Thank you, M-I-Z.
Z-O-U from Eli Drinkowitz, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers here on KMOX. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this show. Again, the Chiefs are on KMOX at 3:25. They take on the Broncos pregame at 2 o'clock. Mitch Holtis and Danon Hughes will have the call. Our producer is Carl Mittleman. I'm Tom Ackerman. I'll catch up with you tomorrow morning on Total Information AM. Little change on the show tomorrow now. We're going to have, with Debbie taking the week off, tomorrow Michael Calhoun and I will be joined by John Hancock.
What?
It's a very, very good chance that Johnny is listening to the show right now. Johnny, we will see you bright and early at 5:05 on Total Information AM. Thanks for listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.